from Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a sports show for people who think there must be a nicer way to make a bold buck. I'm your host, Luke Bronner, and this is episode 55, our Rodeo Primer, with Jim and Josh Bronner and Nathan Schartz. Hello, friends. Welcome again to Yay Go Sports. I'm your host, Luke Bronner. With me today is my dad, Jim Bronner. Dad, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Luke.
Also in the room, we have my older brother, Josh. Josh, welcome back.
Thanks, sir.
And my longtime friend, Nathan Schartz. Nathan.
Luke, so happy. Thank you.
Dad, I've got a question for you today. You guys are welcome to chime in as you like, but we're going to talk a little bit about a new sport. It's hard for me to call it a sport, although I trust that it is. We're going to talk about the rodeo. You good with that?
Definitely a sport.
Okay.
Maybe the best sport.
Okay. Well, all right. Coming right out of the gate. Hot take, Jim Bronner. Okay. So I want you to just talk me through sort of what are the main events, I guess, in rodeo sports?
Basically, there are seven.
Okay.
If you go to any rodeo, they're always in the same order.
Interesting. Okay.
The events. First one is always bareback riding.
Okay.
Which is just riding a wild horse without a saddle, basically. No bridle or nothing. You're just holding on to a rigging that looks like a suitcase handle almost. They've changed a lot over the years. But
what anyway, is that attached to?
Just to the horse. It's a cinch around the horse's chest, and the rider just holds on to that. And
so they just don't have a seat?
Correct.
Okay.
Bareback.
Got it.
Then they have calf roping or tie-down roping.
Okay.
Which is probably the most
difficult to watch. I agree.
Most lucrative event.
Oh.
Because there's more people participate, and they have special events all over the country for that, where instead of just having a full rodeo, they'll have a roping event, which pays big money. They have saddle bronc riding.
What was the calf roping exactly?
It's one man on a horse, and they turn a calf loose, and he has to rope it, and he has to take it down and tie three legs together. Fastest time wins.
Okay.
They do have what they call a barrier that's in front of the horse. It's just an elastic band. And it's actually connected with rubber bands. And if the horse hits that before the calf gets a certain distance, they're penalized 10 seconds for breaking the barrier. The calf has to have a certain amount of head start before the horse can start out.
Okay. So it was bareback racing.
Bareback riding.
Bareback riding, calf roping.
Calf roping or tie-down roping.
Or tie-down roping. And then what was the next one?
Saddle bronc riding.
What's that?
It's just like the bareback, except they have a saddle that they use. It's not like your conventional Western saddle. It is a saddle just for riding broncs.
Okay.
Much smaller, much lighter.
Trying to get you off of its back.
Correct.
Okay.
They have to stay on at least 8 seconds in order to qualify and get credit for the ride. They have to have their feet in a certain position when the chute is open and the horse is turned loose. If they fail to spur out the horse, they're disqualified.
What's that mean?
Their feet have to be above the horse's shoulders, almost up around its neck when the chute is open and the horse comes out. When the horse takes its first step, when its front legs hit the ground, the cowboy's feet have to be in that position or they're disqualified.
Okay.
Then they have steer wrestling. Used to be called bulldogging. Now it's steer wrestling.
Okay.
That's, you have two guys on horseback. One is the guy that's actually going to do the steer wrestling, and the other is his hazer, which is there to keep the steer running straight. And this is a much bigger animal than what they rope in the calf roping. And they always have horns, and they have to jump off the horse at full speed, grab the steer around the neck, and throw it down.
Okay. Ridiculous, but go ahead.
And again, fastest time wins. There's also a barrier for that as well. They have to have the steer get a certain head start. Nathan's liking this. He's a big cowboy fan, I know.
I've seen 8 seconds with
Luke Perry.
Who's that kid from Beverly Hills 92?
Luke Perry.
Luke Perry.
Another event is team roping, which they basically use the same steers that they do steer wrestling with. What's the name of those steers? Caliente or something like
Corriente.
That? Corriente. Is the type. It's a certain breed of cattle, but they're smaller steers with horns. On this, you have a header and a
heeler.
Heeler. And first guy goes out and he literally ropes. Tries just to rope his horns, not his whole head, but just the horns. Has to turn him around, and the other guy ropes his back legs. And they stretch him out, and once they do that, the time is up. Fastest time wins.
Okay.
They're not hurting them.
They're not hurting them at
all. You can say that all day long.
These are derived from ranch chores. I mean, it's...
Who says that ranch chores don't hurt?
The next event is for the girls. It's barrel racing.
Okay.
Which, to me, is really... It's one of my most favorite to watch, just because the animals are incredible. These are more almost like racehorses, and they're trained to run around a clover leaf pattern of barrels. Again, fastest time wins. And then the final event is always bull riding.
Okay.
That's the most dangerous and the hardest.
Probably the most popular.
Yeah, by far the most popular. There's also a separate, you could call it a rodeo, but it's strictly bull riding events. It's PBR, and all they have is bull riding.
Okay.
So.
And so did you ever compete in any of those events?
No.
You've never been a rodeo man?
Used to go to them all the time when I was little. We went to rodeo every weekend during the summer, but I did not participate. We did calf scrambles. That wasn't really an event. That's for kids. But just love rodeo. It's a unique sport over most team sports. The guys that compete, they don't make any money unless they earn it. If they get bucked off, $0. They have to win the event or place in the top however many
Most of them are places. Paying to be in the
yeah,
rodeo.
They're paying, an entry fee to get in it. And then if you don't qualify or you don't have a fast enough time or a good enough ride, you don't make any money.
Okay, so we've got, in order, we've got bareback riding, calf roping, and then...
I think steer wrestling is actually next, and then saddle
bronc
riding.
Steer wrestling, which also used to be called bulldogging. Saddle bronc riding.
Right. Team roping.
Team roping.
Barrel racing.
Barrel racing.
Bull riding.
And bull riding. Is that eight?
Seven.
Seven. Seven's what you said. Eight seconds. Seven events. Okay.
On the riding events, 8 seconds is the time they have to stay on to have a qualified ride.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I appreciate it.
Yes. Best sport in the world. Best spectator sport in the world.
That is the final word from Jim Bronner.
Yes.
Dad, thanks so much for helping me. We'll have you on again soon.
Anytime.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale, and our theme music is by Josh Moore. This and every episode of Yay Go Sports is made possible in part by people like you. To support the show and get bonus behind-the-scenes content, visit the Patreon link in the show notes for this episode. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Yay Go Sports. And do us a favor and rate and review the show in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.